European solutions aren't working, and desperation is growing in Turkey. I'm Chris Lemke, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. We'll share the impact $5 can have on the refugee crisis. It does more than you think. Stick around for Russian adventures and 100-year updates as well. Europe's people swap isn't going according to plan. In a deal struck last month between Turkey and the European Union, Syrian refugees are being exchanged for Europe's illegal immigrants. Deportations began Monday but quickly had to be paused. More immigrants are arriving in Greece than can be sent back. It's a mess, and things aren't much better in Turkey. Steve Van Valkenburg of Christian Aid Mission.
Normally they say they want diapers for their babies, and now they're saying, well, we can find some way of dealing with without diapers, but there's no way we can deal without any kind of food for our babies.
Christian Aid Mission comes alongside ministries in Turkey to help refugees. The needs are overwhelming, but a $5 storybook is a good place to start.
It's amazing how a simple little Bible storybook can be a great delight to a family and focus their attention on stories about Jesus Christ and off from all their dismal circumstances.
In other news, Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association recently traveled to a remote area of Russia.
What we've been doing is been working with another organization who's involved in training pilots. And in the days ahead, you're going to hear us talking about how we're going to partner together in training pilots in Bible teaching to fly to these remote villages and plant churches where there has not been one single Christian present.
According to Mock, SGA has big plans to share the gospel in this region.
Imagine a place where they've never heard of praying to the one God. They live in an animistic culture. They've seen hardship, shortness of life, struggle. When you see that, you can imagine the power of the passage when Paul says, "How beautiful are the feet of those who bring the good news."
Meanwhile, Kids Alive International is celebrating 100 years of ministry. President Matt Parker says a lot has changed since the first home opened in China in 1916.
Today we're working in 15 countries with thousands of kids, 6,000 children in total. Kids who've been rescued into loving homes and families and who now have very real hope for the future.
One thing that hasn't changed, though, is the commitment to keeping Jesus Christ at the heart of everything the ministry does.
We believe it's God alone who transforms lives. Eternity. And we will keep him at the center of every program that we run.
Kids Alive is preparing orphans and vulnerable children for adulthood. Providing a quality education and life skills training are essential.
Underpinning all of this is engaging children with the local church.
Teach Beyond wants to know, is God calling you to pray, give, or go? MNN's Ruth Kramer introduces us to a new partner.
I'd like to introduce you to Teach Beyond. President George Durant says in the scope of the Great Commission, education can be a great vehicle into a new community.
In developing countries, there is a great hunger for education and a real understanding on the part of government leaders and so on that it's really education that's going to prepare their people for the modern world.
Teach Beyond trains and equips national educators, but it's about the spiritual man too.
If you're really going to have a transformed student, there's going to need to be a change in the spirit.
In teaching beyond the ordinary classroom, it becomes a foray into the both and of pray, give, and go.
It's prayer that launches the missionary endeavor. And the money, you know, that's important too, but that is not the primary prayer request.
Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Give us a few moments and we can help you make an eternal impact. Did you know the deaf are one of the world's largest unreached people groups? With a free resource kit from Deaf Bible Society, you can learn how to help 58 million deaf people gain access to God's Word. Get one by calling 800-995-4828 or go to missionnews.org and click on the banner. That's missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.